Outspoken journalist Stan Grant is reportedly contemplating offers of a political career after being praised internationally and here at home for repeatedly and eloquently calling out racism in this country. But politics is no protection from racism, that's for sure. Another prominent Australian who's already taken the political path has made public now a slew of vile and really sometimes threatening racist tirades that have been dogging her. Labor Senator Nova Peris, she's a former Olympic athlete. She was Julia Gillard's captain's pick to become the first Indigenous woman to sit in the federal parliament. And she's been using her social media feeds recently to reveal a relentless string of bigoted abuse targeted at her. Senator Peris joins me now in the Parliament House studios. Nova Peris, welcome to breakfast.
Thank you and good morning.
What you've revealed on your Facebook and Twitter feeds is really nothing short of disgusting. It's an avalanche of hatred, really a throwback to sort of references of slavery in America. Why have you decided to start posting this now?
When I first entered Parliament, in my maiden speech, I said I'd call out racism. I said I'd call out the unscrupulous people of the world, you know, that that attack Australia's vulnerable people. You know, I put my hand up for Parliament to make a difference, not only to the lives of Aboriginal people, but to those who feel that they don't have a voice. And, you know, I've put up with racism for the 23 years that, you know, I've led a very, very public life. But, you know, a lot of this stuff is anonymous. And I think, well, you know what, this is what I have to endure as a federal politician, and I'm going to call it out.
Is it all anonymous? Do you know who's behind it? Or if there are names, do you have a published name?
There was actually one last year where the person, you know, he had a KKK hood on, Facebooked me, put it on my post. He was a name attached, and I called it out. And, yeah, he was bombarded with you know, really upset Australians of all walks of life saying, well, this is disgusting. So,
well,
you know,
it is. I mean, it's very upsetting. Mm. And I offer a bit of a language warning now, listeners, because I'm going to read out just a little bit of this these abusive correspondence sent to Senator Nova Peris. Let me quote one, quote, "Who would want to vote for stupid, dumb, bastard, stone age, backward, brainless, brain dead, brainwashed, black bitch?" And another one, "Go back to where you rightfully belong, crawling on all fours out in the desert, pissed out of your mind, scavenging for food scraps while looking up your own ass." I mean, that is just disgusting, but it's also hurtful. Does it stop hurting? Can you read that and let it just run off?
Look, friend, my husband, who's a white Australian, when that was actually sent to my home address,
to your home address,
to my home address, yeah, that was sent over 12 months ago, and God knows how, you know, it sort of reached my home address. When he opened it, he was hit for six, and I hadn't received anything, you know, as vile as that previously, but certainly racially attacked me. But you know, it's almost a bit water of a duck's back now. I sort of think, well, if this is, you can hide behind ink, I'm going to call it out. But if I don't stand up, like, I've got three children and a grandson, you know, I'm not going to take this anymore. And there's a lot of people who are coming out saying, we've had enough. And, you know,
that example I gave you then, you said that was last year. Is stuff still coming?
Yeah, I do get them. You know, I get horrific Facebook posts, but, you know, I've been starting to call them out. A lot of, you know, Aboriginal people now are starting to call out. We saw a lot of very distasteful Facebook posts around the Australia Day. You know, we call it Survival Day, but we've just had enough. You know, we keep calling for a more inclusive Australia. I want my children to be proud Aboriginal people, and I'm going to stand up for us and our culture.
There's that abusive stuff I've just been reading out. Mm. There's some that's a little threatening too. Well, not a little, a photo of you with crosshairs superimposed on your forehead.
Mm.
Do you feel threatened? Is it a matter for police? Have you let the police
know?
Yeah,
the police are aware of that. We notify the police. You know, when you get stuff with targets on your head, it's not a very nice feeling. And, yeah, so when, you know, I address it with my staff, we bring it to the attention of the police should it need be. But like I said, you know, I've been in this job almost 3 years, and unfortunately you're not immune to people wanting to attack you, but when they attack me for my culture, my colour of my skin and my race, it is hurtful.
So you're in a, you know, a different position to most of us because you are the target of this. You said you've been experiencing it for the 23 years of your public life as a high-profile elite sportswoman and now a senator in the federal parliament. It's horrible. Mm. It's constant. But how do you feel it's, representative is not the right word because obviously most people wouldn't talk like this.
Mm.
But do you feel that you know, Australia, do you feel Australia is this?
I think there is a large cohort of people who get off on this sort of behaviour. You know, I walk down the street and there's a lot of people who've read this and they're sorry. They said, you know, how do you put up with this? And you just do. You have to get up and you have to keep walking. And, you know, it's being able to shine a light on this racism. And I'll continue to walk out of those shadows of a horrible part of Australia. And, you know, you read some of my Facebook messages and people say, unfortunately, there are people like that out there, but I'll continue to call it out. And the more that, you know, we go back on the attack against them and say, no, Australia's not, we don't want Australia to be like this. We don't want Australia to be known for this. So the only way you can eradicate is call it out.
You're listening to RN Breakfast. It's 10 minutes to nine. Our guest is Labor Senator for the Northern Territory, Nova Peris. Noel Pearson gave a big speech recently saying the system of, you know, governance and policy in this country is not working. Stan Grant gave a very high profile, basically calling out the racism in this country as he sees it. Noel Pearson also said he thinks he made a mistake, perhaps not joining, becoming a politician way back at the time of the Mabo debate. Stan Grant is reportedly considering it. Do you have advice for Stan Grant?
I'd welcome him with open arms. I think he's, you know, he's a very well respected Australian. You know, besides the fact he's an Aboriginal man, but you know, his knowledge, his work ethics, and you know, I speak to Grant on a regular basis, and his wife Tracy, and I think Parliament would be better for a man like Stan Grant to be in this place.
And it's a good life.
It's a life,
career, even though you get all this abuse that you've just been talking about.
Do you know what? People have asked me that question, but I've always said you have to be in the ring to fight. You have to be in the ring to make a difference. So if you want to make a difference and change the way, you know, this place spits out policies and this how people can get away with such, you know, disgusting views of other races in this country, then you have to be in this place to make a difference.
And just in another ring, Nova, because you're an elite sportswoman, as we've been saying, you've been Olympian, the Olympics are coming up. Just wonder if you've got any views on this row intervention by the Federal Health Minister, the peak bodies, saying they've got to start treating their female athletes the same conditions of travel and up the front of the plane, the back of the plane.
Yeah, absolutely. There's, you know, us women, you make the same commitment as men. You know, I know there was a row a couple of years ago, not a row, but, you know, one of the basketball women had a child and, you know, the child wasn't allowed to sort of travel with her. We've got to get out of those dark ages. You know, women in this country deserve the same equality as men in this country. And you know, I welcome the efforts of the minister saying enough's enough and we've got to start treating women better towards Olympics and beyond that.
Senator Peris, thank you very much for joining us on Breakfast.
Pleasure, thank you.
Nova Peris is a Labor Senator for the Northern Territory.